right, Yvette. You got your phone shut off?
Think I do.
You think?
Yes.
Thinking is not knowing.
Oh, okay. That's you, right. Lead, you lead.
That's what my teacher used to say. Thinking is not knowing. She says, do you know what you've studied last night? I think I did. Thinking is not knowing. Well, Yvette Camerano is here, and she is a really dedicated person to helping people, and I'm glad there are people like her, because I really don't get involved in a lot of these stuff, and you're involved in everything, which is really neat. And Yvette is involved in a program called Get Off the Streets. Now, this started with a game store.
Yes.
It kind of odd, but it's true. Why don't you give us a little background of how you got started from Illinois and you wound up in Racine?
I've always wanted to live in Wisconsin. And then I thought, maybe, okay, I'll go to Kenosha. And then the riots happened. And then I said, okay, no Kenosha. And then I saw an 1888 home by the zoo on Main Street. And I said, okay, I was the first bidder, and that's that. Now, I registered these businesses in Illinois and then came over and registered them again here. But getoffthestreets.org, it's a non-for-profit 501c3. And it started off with my brother. It's for him, and it's to continue his legacy. He was a volunteer police officer for 14 years in New London, Ohio. So here I am in Racine, and we had this video game store in Evanston, Illinois, and it was 300 square feet. And for a while it was Evanston, Racine, and then it just couldn't be done anymore. So Racine it was, and then all of a sudden I had bar hours, and next thing you know, I have kids coming in, unsupervised, hungry, cold, no jacket.
Now,
no,
I can ask you something. This comes up to me every time I hear something like this. Where are the parents? Because I raised a daughter, and she never walked around the streets and looking for stuff. And she always had a coat on. She always had food. She was always supervised. Where are the parents? How do you let your children roam the streets? At what hour was it? We talking about late at night?
Yeah, between the hours of 8 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, don't you? How old are these kids, by the way?
I got them from ages 5 up to 14 years old. Yeah,
because roaming, they would the come streets
with their brothers, and they would just, yeah.
And the parents just don't let them roam, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, continue the story.
Oh, just that I had bar hours, thinking that, this was a good way to introduce the video game store to the community. At the time, it was Gamesters Bay. It's now Level Up Racine. But I got more kids than I did people from the bar scene in downtown Racine. So what we had the setup, we had the board games, the card games, we had the video games. And my thought was, all right, well, I'm here. Let's meet them where they're at. And, they like video games, so we'll play some video games. We'll introduce them to board games. We'll introduce them to chess. We'll introduce them, because there is a lot of learning that happens through gaming, a lot. So, team-oriented gaming, collaborations, strategy, you name it. So that's how it all happened. So then next thing you know, I start giving out flat screen TVs, video game consoles, video games, board games, card games to the cop houses. And I strike up like a partnership of some sort with Officer Pettis, who was at the time one of the lead police officers for the cop houses. And then we started volunteering our services there. And then the volunteers that were volunteering at the video game store were also volunteering their services at the cop houses. And then it was the park district. And then it was, I just kept going. And then it was Racine Raiders and bringing gaming out into the community through the
All
Racine Raiders.
All through video games, huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and then next thing you know, it was St. John's, St. Joe's, St. Louis, and all the Catholic schools, and started doing that.
What's the success rate keeping the kids off the street?
So I have some stats here that I'd like to show you or talk about.
Okay.
I've got about 300 youth visits per year, ages 4 to 18.
4 years old, huh? I don't think I knew how to tie my shoes at four.
Like I said, they come with their cousins or their brothers. But 95% of the visits are unaccompanied. 3% are electronically supervised or monitored. I've got over 1,400 hours of keeping kids off the streets. We engage them in educational gaming and fun. We've hosted over 75 community events, donated over $4,000 in product, provided over 7,500 in food and beverages, and we've also had loss, about $1,700 in loss. In other words, the kids come in, and nobody's, you know, watching them like really, really like hawks, and somehow, some way, they come away with
a bike, or they steal,
of course.
Oh.
And we've had like a broken, you know, glass door. But getoffthestreets.org is an Officer Wilson project. So, you know, I wanted to serve, right? I wanted to serve community.
Your brother?
That's my brother.
Yeah, okay.
He looked like Mr. Clean.
I kid you not.
He was six feet five, bald, and he had the arms of I don't know who.
Did he fold his arms like a genie, like Mr. Clean?
Yeah, when he got mad. He got mad.
Well, that's great.
But no,
what a great way to honor your brother.
Thank you, yeah.
What a great way. Hold on a sec. We're talking to Yvette Camerano, her program, Get Off the Streets. We'll talk more with Yvette. Is that phone ringing?
No. Okay. No, sir.
Do I need to take it away from you, Yvette?
You can have it. It's okay.
Do I need to call your parents to come in and take your phone away from you, Yvette?
Geez.
All right. Just be good with that phone, okay? I just turn mine off the minute they come in. There's emergency calls. I ignore them. My family's calling. We have an emergency. I'm busy. And I leave the phone up. My guest is Yvette Camerano. What a great name. That's a scary name. It's like tough. You don't mess around with a Camerano. You can mess around with a Rosen. Rosen isn't scary, but Camerano. Hey, I'm from Chicago. I'm Camerano. You better get yourself in line here. And by the way, get out of my store. No, okay. Let's talk about the store. Level Up Video, right?
It's Level Up Racine, video game store. Yep.
Okay, talk about it. Where is it now? Where's the address? Where exactly is it?
So it's 215 6th Street. It's between my eye doctor and The Void.
If you know where Miller's Flowers is, and you said just a couple of doors down, right?
Mm-hmm. Couple of doors east, yep.
And how long has that been in operation?
4 years.
4 years. You know, obviously when I was a little kid, there were no video games, but we had the original Pong. Remember Pong?
Yes.
I have actually my ex-wife has it, but she'll still send it to me if I want, I guess. The original, it was just a game console, and you went bump,
yep.
Bump, bump, and for hours, bump, bump, bump. And if you really wanted to change it up, you had two paddles on each side, bump, 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 bump. And that was it.
And then they
got some of the original Atari, or we had the Magnavox game system. And if you look at the characters on there, they're very rudimentary compared to what you have today.
It was very pixelized.
Yeah. But it was good. We had all the video games, so the Magnavox game system. It was pretty good. I think they still have them. And then it, you know, advanced into Super Mario Brothers. I used to have the cheater thing for Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah?
It was the Game Genie.
Nice.
You plugged the cartridges into that first, and you had all the lives you wanted.
Uh-huh. All the codes.
And the day that I finished Super Mario Brothers, I got to the final thing, or like 14th level or whatever it was, I started calling everybody. I said, I finished. Are you an adult? What are you doing? You weren't even calling me. It took me a few days. And that's with the Game Genie cheater I did it. But I was so excited when I got it. I get frustrated at those because I can't stand when I lose.
Yeah.
And then you got to start all over again. Are you any good at video games, by the way?
I wish that I had time to play them. I don't.
All right.
I came into this as a board gamer, going to board game, you know, geek cruises and, you know, playing board games 20 hours a week, and then all of a sudden it stopped.
It says here you got two organizations, getoffthestreets.org, and what's the other one? Is this Level Up Racine?
Yeah, so I have actually four entities. So I have Level Up Racine Video Game Store, getoffthestreets.org. I use the video game store to, you know, do my community service or events or whatnot. And then I've got Cake Pop and Roll, and I've got Camerano Accounting and Tax Services.
Oh, you do the taxes, huh?
Yeah. That's how I started. I mean, since I was like, you know, early 20s, I was always in accounting, and it was revenue cycle management in the healthcare industry. And then the University of Illinois in Chicago decided to create a reference laboratory, and I was the girl for it. And so having worked for the Department of Insurance, a state of Illinois, I kind of knew the ins and outs of the payment systems and things of that nature. So I was able to help them get themselves set up.
My tax lady's been doing my taxes now, the same lady, for 53 years.
Nice.
And she's 91 this year. So I don't know how long she can keep doing it. And, you know, people say, well, why do you keep using her? She's kept me out of prison for 53 years.
It's important to kind of stay put with your accountants
and
or CPAs.
She knows everything about me.
Yeah. So why, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's important, I'm telling you. I see so many people go from one accountant or CPA to another, and I just...
Well, she knows from year to year what my... And
course,
if I'm forgetting something, she says, you know, last year you had this, right. Why don't you have it this year?
Right.
And she's very good at what she does. She's a certified CPA. She doesn't use... she doesn't do individuals anymore, except people like me who've been with her so long. She does corporations.
Sure.
But she still does it at 91.
Good.
Nobody's gone to prison yet. I remember once I got a call from the IRS. They had a question. And I said, well, here's Dolores' phone number. You call her. And Dolores says, never talk to them. You send them to me every time. And 10 minutes later, she called me back. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Because I'll say something stupid. And she used to work for the IRS at one time.
Yeah,
and she knows exactly what to say, what to do. She kept my whole family out of prison. I only met her once.
Yeah, at this point, she's intuitively, she knows you very well. She knows what to look for and what to say.
But she always gives me the bums rush on the phone when I have a question. I say, Dolores, I have a question. Donald, she's from New York. Donald, I know what you just send it in. That's all. Just sign it and send it in, Dawn. But what about, don't worry about it. Just sign it and send it in. I get the bums rush because she doesn't want, what's she going to do? Explain it to me? I'm still not going to understand it.
Right.
Let's talk about some upcoming events.
So at the moment, I'm working on the 5th annual Easter basket collection and giveaway. And so people are encouraged to register their kids to receive a basket. And then on the other side, I have professionals and people in the community submitting Easter basket items so that I can create these baskets and put a smile on the kids' face before Easter. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is that I will be at the Kids Expo at Festival Park on the 4th and 5th, I believe, Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be bringing in the games, pretty much. The board games, card games, the video games.
Look at you involved in everybody's lives.
And then in October 18th and 19th, on those days, there will be a gaming convention at Festival Park as well.
Really?
Yes. And that's going to be hinting towards... the throwbacks, so vintage, retro, which is what we're all about at the video game store, and so we'll have some old time systems for people to take a look at. I'll have plenty of retro, vintage, old time board games.
Yes, you call my ex-wife and have her bring all the stuff down.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that, and then we'll have Guys Games and Beers there, and they are all about educating the community and just people. On all of the old systems, the pixelized systems, you name it. They're like the best group I know.
What was the Magnavox one called? I can't remember the name. It was put out by Magnavox. It didn't last long. They got sued because they put out Casey Munchkin, one of their video games.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same as Pac-Man. Now, I have Casey Munchkin.
Wow.
And if you go on eBay, people want to buy that. Except my ex-wife has it.
Yeah, so if you come to my store, you'll see some Intellivision 2. I used to have some Colecos, but as soon as I get these old systems in, they go fast.
Yeah, people want them.
They do.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this is just great. I am so glad you stopped in.
Thank you.
One more time, getoffthestreets.org.
Yep.
If people want to get involved, how can they get involved?
Well, they can text or call 224-518-1100.
Whoa, slow down on that. Say
224-518-1100. Okay. Or they can email getoffthestreets.now@gmail.com.
That's easier.
And I could use donated time, because we've got kids in the lounge that need to connect with other, you know, role models or other people. And I could use help with the baskets, and Lord knows, I have plenty of help.
Well,
plenty to do.
I'm so glad there are people like you that actually donate your
Thank
time
you.
For this. That's just wonderful. Do you have any personal time?
I love what I do. I'm a workaholic.
Yeah.
I really love what I do. I also teach at Horlick. I'm a business teacher at Horlick.
Whoa.
Yep. So I'm taking a break right now.
Whoa.
And I'm due back in April. But But I teach business. It's my passion. And I love helping people. And I love just helping other business owners as well.
Does it break your heart when kids get in trouble?
Yes, it does.
And when you're doing all you can to keep them out of trouble, and somehow they just wind up in trouble.
Yep. And I get phone calls. I'm hungry. There's no food here.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Isn't that just awful?
It is. It is.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yvette Camerano, we'll have you back. Whenever you get an event coming up, you come here and talk about it,
That's
okay?
great, because I got a lot to say.
Okay. I want you to keep your events coming. When you do, you got my email.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Or my phone number, call me and say, Don, I've got something coming up. Clear the deck. And I will.
I appreciate you for that. Thank you so much. That
I
means
will.
A
That's
lot.
That's what we're here for. Okay. Thank you.